Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Happy New Year. We are now into 2023. This is the first podcast, and I wanted to talk a little bit about a book I read, actually listened to because I bought the audiobook on Audible, Start With Why. And I've mentioned it a couple times now already, but I want to get into it a little bit. Now, this is not a book review show by any means, but, you know, I thought it was interesting. To be honest, I almost didn't make it through the whole thing. A lot of these kind of business philosophy books get to like the three-quarter point and they start repeating themselves a lot. But the final chapter made it worthwhile for me, where the author really went into what their why was. And it's interesting because it's really helping me reframe what I've done, right? We often talk about that we have multiple careers in our life and this and that. And I always thought when I was younger, I'm like, no, I'll just be a photographer, right? Because that's my thing, right? I'm a photographer. But I did other things, right? I ran the creative department at Adorama. I am a podcaster and a YouTuber. I've done many things beyond just being a photographer. I've also do video. And what does that mean? Have I been true to what I do? And when I think about stories I tell and moments that I really feel like are important in my career, I do find a unifying thread. And that thread is that I want to help people feel good about themselves. This could be obviously through photography by making images of them. And that's kind of where I started. Now, you might say, well, okay, we all want to do that. But if you've noticed, and if you follow me closely, you notice I do certain things. I don't retouch, generally. I don't overly stylize my images. And I think the reason why I do that is because I am much more of the opinion that our job as the photographer, if we are trying to make somebody look good or whatever, is to make them feel good about how they are, how they look. I remember once I had a modeling agent say to me, we like to use you for these shots because when you shoot the models, they look like they look. Which some people might look at as, whoa, they don't look any better than they look, you know. But no, that's not what they meant. What they meant was, I don't try to make people be different than they are. I help people be happier with what they are and genuinely take pleasure in that, whether I'm photographing models, actors, real people, as they say. I photographed, you know, some of the best moments I've had, I photographed people for charity. And the thing is that's always been powerful to me. And the reason why I bring this up directly in the photography is because that also carries through in everything else. I joined up with Adorama so I could help people become better photographers so they could bring out and feel good about themselves, so they could bring out their talent. I do this podcast because I think it's important that we talk about these things because it helps us feel better about what we do, feel positive about what we do. Sometimes we're just looking at the mechanics of it, and that can be frustrating. But when we understand that we're doing this for a reason, there's something deeper to photography, to creating than just taking the picture or just drawing the image or just making the video. There is something deeper. We're trying to do something with our work. We're putting our voices out there. And I want to help people do that. That's what I do. And that is my why. And as I come into the new year, now with that more clearly in my mind, even though it was always there, I'm hoping to focus my thoughts, attention, projects on those things. I want to help people feel great about themselves. I want people to be able to be the best them they can be. And hopefully I'm doing something to at least push them in that direction. So that's my why. I would love to know yours. Sometimes, and you know what? You don't need to tell me. I would love to know. You could write to me using Discord. If you join up on the Discord server, you could call in and use the link to Anchor. You could send me a personal message, like just type out an email. All of these links are going to be in the show notes. But even if you don't send it to me, think about it. Try to connect the pieces of where you've gone in life. Now, sure, there's going to be moments for all of us where we just did what we needed to do to survive. You know, maybe you took that one job over here because that was the way you could pay your rent. But what was the line? What drew you forward? There's something there. And if you can distill that, if you can figure that out, that will help you move forward and use your time in the most positive manner. Anyways, I hope that you all have a great year. I know I'm planning on it. And stick around here on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, on all the other things we do. This is somebody on my shoulder, I guess. And or maybe the we is me and you. So again, check the show notes. You'll see the ways to reach out to the show. If you want to call in or send me a message on Discord or send me an email, or if you'd like to support the show on Patreon, all that stuff's in the show notes. I'll talk to you soon.